Good evening, boys and ghouls. Yes, I said ghouls, which can only mean one thing. It is Halloween season, and it is time, once again, for B-Movie Mania's Halloween special. I am Paul Brooks. I am coming at you here on a quick little teaser episode to get you geared up for this year's Halloween special. And yeah, you know, I talked to the guys and I said, I got an idea for Halloween this year. What do you guys think? And they said, Paul, if you want to host the Halloween special this year, you should go ahead and host the Halloween special. So that's what I'm going to do. So I'm here to get you guys ready for it. But we're going to do something a little bit different for this teaser episode. Mike, Chris, and Jay do not know what movie we're going to be reviewing for this year's Halloween special. You, dear listener, are going to be the first to know what we're going to be reviewing, and I'm going to give the guys a call and over the phone actually tell them what we're going to be watching this year. Is it going to be exciting? Probably not, but it's what's happening. I got a beer. It's a Coors Light, and I just cracked it open. So, let's give the boys a call individually. I assume they're all in their homes. It's about 5:45 here in Los Angeles, which means it's about 7:45 in Illinois. So I don't know if they're going to, I really truly do not know if they're going to answer. They don't know that I'm calling them. But we're going to do this and we're going to see what they have to say. But you, I'm going to tell you what we're watching before they know. Okay? This is something that I discovered on Tubi. And Tubi, for those of you who don't know, is an app or a streaming service. And I really want to encourage everybody to check it out because I discovered it a couple weeks ago. And especially if you're a B-movie nut like we are, there is so much shit on this thing. I mean, there's good things too, but there's a lot of B-movie stuff on here. So T-U-B-I, Tubi, check it out because that is the service that we're going to be using for the first time ever on B-Movie Mania to review this movie for Halloween. And I want to tell you what it's called right now. It is called William Shatner's Halloween Fright Night Shrunken Heads. I will repeat that. William Shatner's Halloween Fright Night : Shrunken Heads. I watched it already. Because I usually like to do my homework and make sure that what we're going to be getting is going to be good for the podcast. So I watched it, and it's not good. And so the guys, you know, are going to have to go through some shit. Because here's the thing, you know, I'm obviously not on the podcast full time anymore, but I listen. You know, I have a commute to work and I listen to the show. And the guys have been, in season three, they have been watching some movies that are apparently very good. And they have been giving these movies high scores. And they have been having, in my opinion, too good of a time. So I think the boys need to eat some shit for Halloween. And I think William Shatner's Halloween Fright Night Shrunken Heads might be the ticket. I think it might just do the trick. So give it a watch before we come out with our full review. I mean, hopefully it happens. I'm going to call the boys right now and let them know that that's what we're going to be watching. We'll start with Mike Hayes. Here we go. Hey Siri, call my case.
Calling my case. Home.
Put him on speaker here.
Hey.
Can I talk to Mike? Mike?
Oh, hey, yeah, this is, yeah.
Hey, it's Paul Brooks.
Paul? What's up?
Yeah, we do a show called Dark Hollywood together.
Oh, yeah.
It's
dark place, yeah.
Am I catching you at an okay time?
Yeah, no, totally fine. I'm just working on finishing up the season 3 roundup episode we got.
Oh, okay, very cool. Well, I won't take up too much of your time, but I just wanted to give you a buzz and let you know what we're going to be watching for the Halloween special this year.
What the fuck's going on?
What?
Why are you calling me about it? Okay.
Because
right,
you're my friend. Am I not allowed to do that?
No, you are. I was just... Yeah, no, this is great.
Okay.
Usually we announce sort of these sort of things different way, but I'm into it. I like the personalness of it. This is really nice.
It's good.
It's a good change of pace.
I'm sorry, I'm a little bit rusty with these things.
That's all right, buddy. It's been a while, I know.
Okay, so you have Tubi, yes?
Oh yeah, I got Tubi. Great service.
Indeed. There is something on there called William Shatner's Halloween Fright Night Shrunken Heads. So, have at it.
All right, I will put it into my queue, and I will watch it.
I appreciate it.
William Shatner's Pumpkin Heads? Fright Night Pumpkin Heads?
No, William Shatner's Halloween Fright Night, : Shrunken Heads.
Shrunken Heads. Okay,
shrunken.
That's a bit... I was confused about the Pumpkin Heads part. Well, I'm on Tubi right now. I was just getting some audio clips from Meet the Feebles. You know, so let me just type in William Shatner, see what comes up.
Yeah.
William Shatner, Weird or What with William Shatner, is that it?
William Shatner's Halloween Fright Nights.
Oh, The Creeps?
There's another episode called The Creeps, but we're doing Shrunken Heads.
William Shatner's Brown Bag Wine Tasting, got it, added to
the queue. No. Although I have watched that. My friend Grant is on an episode of that. You should check it out.
Oh, maybe I will.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So here it is. William Shatner's Halloween Fright Night. Oh, no, wait. This isn't what you said. This is William Shatner's Halloween Fright Night !! Shrunken Heads. You said colon, right?
I said colon, but if it's an exclamation point, it could be the same thing. I'm not sure.
Jeez. Well, that's the one I'm going to watch,
okay.
I think. So hopefully it's the right one.
And, I mean, you can watch The Creeps as well, but that's not the one we're reviewing.
No. Okay. No, I'll do Halloween Fright Night Shrunken Heads. That sounds creepy as it is.
I suppose, yeah.
Have you watched it yet?
Yeah.
No, that response is... Okay.
Or let me put it this way. Let me speak your language. Let me speak a Kyle Kinane language for you.
Alright.
Yeah.
So William Shatner brings puns and silly antics to host the horror tale of three boys killed by the mafia who come back as shrunken heads. What?
That's correct.
Actually directed by Charles Band. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, dude.
So I have to go, but you have fun.
Okay.
And nice to chat with you, you know?
Paul, it was real nice chatting with you, too. I can't wait to watch this and then discuss it with you and the boys.
It's going
to
be good.
Yeah. If it's not good, we'll make it good. How about that?
Exactly.
Boom.
All right.
Well, thanks for the personal touch.
You got it. Have a good night. I'll talk to you later.
You too, buddy.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, one down. Two to go. Mike, I think, is probably the easiest one because him and I do not have children. The other two, I don't know. Let's see. Hey Siri, call Chris Hudson.
Calling Chris Hudson, home.
Seemed to go over pretty well so far. I mean, Mike liked the idea of it enough, anyway. But he'll watch whatever, you know? So, Chris Hudson here.
Hello?
Is this Chris Hudson?
This is Chris Hudson.
Am I catching you at an okay time?
You are catching me at an okay time.
Okay, I just wanted to let you know, real quick, what we're going to be watching for the Halloween special this year.
Fantastic.
Yes. Are you ready? Yes. Do you have a pen and paper?
Let me see if I can find a pen and paper.
Or you can just remember, whatever you want to do.
You know what? I'm going to type it up on my computer.
Okay.
Let me put you on speakerphone.
Cool.
All right, you're on speakerphone. Now Mallory can hear you too.
Hi, Mal.
Hi.
Okay. So first of all, we're doing something a little bit different. This is a movie that is on Tubi. Have you heard of Tubi?
I have. Okay. I swear, I'm pretty sure Mike owns stock in Tubi. While he goes on about it.
Entirely possible. So yeah, if you haven't downloaded it already, there's some great stuff on it, so definitely check it out.
Yeah, I kind of browsed through it once. It looks pretty big.
Yeah, okay.
I've got to get it on my Apple TV and figure that out. But that's all under Mal's account. She always forgets her password, so good luck.
Thank you for all of that information.
Well, I figured you would need to know it. I don't talk to you that often, Paul.
It's true.
Phone, so I want to drag this out.
Right, I do too, so this is good. Okay, you ready?
So it's on Tubi. All right, fingers are at the keyboard.
Okay, you go on Tubi, and when you get to Tubi, you type in...
Hold on, when I get to Tubi, you type in... Okay.
William Shatner's...
Oh, God. Okay.
Halloween Fright Nights...
Halloween Fright Nights?
Or actually, it might just be Halloween Fright Night. Sorry. Backspace on the S.
William Shatner's Halloween Fright Night.
And then colon.
Oh, God.
Shrunken Heads.
Shrunken Heads.
There you go.
I misspelled shrunken. Don't want to get the wrong thing.
No.
Not shrunken. Shrunken. Okay. All right, let me make sure I've got this right. I go on Tubi.
Yeah.
When I get to Tubi, I type in William Shatner's Halloween Fright Night, colon, Shrunken Heads.
That's correct. There's a small chance that it could be a exclamation point instead of the colon. I'm not 100% sure.
Ooh, I'm all right. I'm going to put that in parentheses then.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it may or may not be there. That sounds pretty good.
Well,
Well, yeah, maybe not good, but, you know. Good-ish.
You know what? We will save it for the podcast.
We will save it for the podcast. Have you seen this before?
Well, you know I like to do my homework.
Yeah, yep.
So I have watched it once, and I plan on watching it again to, you know, do my homework.
All right. Well, that says a lot.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it, the cough is back with the vengeance thing.
Well, it never left, so...
No, that's true. It's just worse than usual with the changing
seasons. Oh, right.
It's as dure as autumn.
Seasons. I remember seasons.
Yeah, seasons. Okay, well, you know, you're in Los Angeles, so I wasn't sure if you still had those.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it can dip down to 60.
Yeah. Whew, chilly.
What's going on over at your household this evening?
Well, as you know, despite my insistence that I be called 69 of 9, mm-hmm. I've been added to the Star Trek chat.
Right.
And I really wanted, my original plan like 2 years ago was to go through the Next Generation and leave shitty Facebook comments where you want it.
Uh-huh.
Clearly that worked out really well.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, Boater and I were at Jay's Saturday night and getting way too drunk. And, it seemed like a good idea to watch Star Trek. So instead of that, I'm going to watch The Orville tonight.
Boy, you were really setting it up to sound like you were going to watch Star Trek.
Yeah, I sure did. Yeah, no, I've only got like 6 or 7 episodes of The Orville left.
Oh, okay.
So I'm pretty close to the end, but I want to get through that before I commit.
Yeah.
7 seasons. Although I have seen the first 2 seasons of The Next Generation when it was originally on, because I was excited when it came out. I was like, yeah, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
And then when I watched the first 2 seasons of The Next Generation, I never watched it again.
Yeah, I don't know that you necessarily need to put yourself through the first 2 seasons again. You can just go to 3.
Well, yeah, like, I guess I could, but then I'd feel like I'm cheating myself.
Well, hey, you do you.
Yeah, because I don't exactly remember where I left off.
Right.
In my original viewing.
Well,
I do remember really liking the episode where they introduced the Borg, though. That was pretty sweet.
And that is season 2, so you would need to review that.
Okay.
Especially with the new Picard show coming up.
Yeah, oh yeah, that looks pretty great.
Yeah. Well... Whatever you decide, have yourself a good evening. I wish you luck with your. I wish you luck on your journey.
Thank you, thank you. I appreciate it. You'll be hearing all about it.
Cool. Looking forward to it.
All right. Cool. Talk to you later.
All right. See ya.
See ya.
Bye. All right. Hey, this is going pretty good. Really. I mean. I really don't know if it's entertaining at all for you guys, but I'm having fun with it. Take a pull off this Coors Light before I call Jay. Ugh. Alright. Mike says, I hope you recorded that. Let's call Jason Hulse. Hey Siri, call Jason Hulse.
I don't see Jason Hulse in your contacts.
Oh.
Perhaps you met one of these? Travis Hulse, Jason Campbell, or Aaron Hulse?
No.
Okay.
Hey Siri, call Jay Hulse.
Did you mean Travis T. Bagels?
God damn it, no!
Who do you want to call?
Jay Hulse.
Did you mean Travis T. Bagels?
No.
Okay.
Hey Siri, call Jay.
Which one? J.J. Nashim or Jay?
Jay.
Calling Jay? Home.
Jesus fucking Christ. I don't call him often, in case you couldn't tell. We talk on Facebook. Yeah, he might not pick up here.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you got a second?
Sort of. I'm just putting the kids to bed.
Okay. All right. I'll knock this out really quick. I just wanted to, you know, give you a personal phone call and let you know what we're going to be watching for the Halloween special.
Oh, great. I can't wait. What are we watching?
Yeah. Okay. You have Tubi, right?
I do.
Okay. You're going to want to fire up your Tubi and you're going to want to search for William Shatner's Halloween Fright Night Shrunken Heads.
That sounds fantastic.
Hey, you be the judge. I will not, we'll save it for the podcast. We'll see what happens.
Okay, I mean, I guess there's really no other choice. We're going to have to save it for the podcast.
Well, I mean, you guys gave me the option to pick this year. I don't know if that was a good idea, but we'll see.
Well, you seem pretty confident in it, so
yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Tell the kids I say hi.
Okay, Paul says hi. They're just looking at me.
Great.
Can you say hi, Paul? Did you hear that?
Yeah, there we go.
All right,
have a good night. I will talk to you later.
Okay, great. Thanks for calling.
No problem.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, we did it. We did it. William Shatner's Halloween Fright Night colon, slash exclamation point, Shrunken Heads. Give it a watch on Tubi. I'm really liking this Tubi thing. I'm going to predict that there's going to be a lot more Tubi movies on B-Movie Mania. We'll see. We'll see what happens. And we'll see you guys for the Halloween special of B-Movie Mania. Paul Brooks, signing off.